أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وامرأة مؤمنة إن وهبت نفسها للنبي إن أراد النبي أن يستنكحها خالصة لك من دون المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. This ayah that we are discussing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those women that are halal or that were halal for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in each one we saw that there was some unique feature about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these rules. Here also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about that woman, wa mara'atan mu'minatan, that believing woman, in wahabat nafsaha lin nabi, if she gives herself over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in arada an-nabiyyu ay yastankihaha, if Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desires that he marries her. Gifting herself over to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will mean that she comes forth and she gives herself over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she does not take any mihr, she does not take any dowry from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desires that he marries such a woman, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made it permissible for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The normal rule will be that if a woman comes forth for any person, for any man, and she is prepared to marry him without any mihr, then the ulama, the fuqaha have written that that woman will be given what is termed as mihr mithal, in short and brief, the mihr of those women of her family. The normal amount that would suppose that normally the woman of the family take, that mihr will be paid. But she cannot gift herself over on the condition that there is absolutely no mihr. This was a unique feature for our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on some occasions, some women came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they gifted themselves or they handed themselves over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam accepted such a woman in the nikah without paying any mihr, that the ulama wrote could not be found in the seerah and in the history and the biography of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just as an example, one such case in the kitabs of hadith was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, and a woman came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she gave herself over as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, she said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have come and I am prepared to marry you and come into your nikah, obviously without any mihr in between, as a gift. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. A while had passed, and then one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had seen that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not responding positively, he stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have no need for this woman, then make a nikah to me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this person that what do you have as the mihr to pay this woman? This person replied to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have nothing but this garment of mine. So in one narration, Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why, if you give this garment over, then you'll have absolutely nothing. So find something. Even if it be a ring that is made of steel, of iron, then that also you bring forth so that we can make this nikah on some mihr. This person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have absolutely nothing. In other words, in my house there is nothing that I can give this woman. On me also there is nothing that I can give this woman. If we just pause and we realize that this was the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, that even if they went to look in their homes, they found absolutely nothing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this person that do you know any part of the Quran Kareem? So the person replied in the affirmative. So Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this nikah, and he said, I'm making this nikah because of that knowledge that you have of the Quran Kareem, because of those ayat or those surahs that you know of the Quran Kareem, I'm making your nikah to this woman. Obviously the mihr would have to be paid at a later stage, but for now this nikah will be made. So we find that in these instances, these women had come forth to to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some have said that this woman's name was Khawla bint Hakim radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She is a narrator of a hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this very unique feature of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if these women had come forth and they had gifted themselves over to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in nikah, and Nabi alayhi salatu was salam so desired to take them in the nikah, then that was permissible only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khalisatan laka min dunil mu'mineen, that these were the unique features only and especially for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min dunil mu'mineen, leaving out the believers. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here shows that Allah had made it permissible only for Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.